92.9 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It's astonishing how passionate people have become about artificial intelligence. It concerns me because what I see is people being lazy, using it to do things that they should be doing or creating themselves, especially grade school and college students. They shouldn't be using this stuff to do their homework, because you know what's going to happen in a few years? We're all going to find out that people graduating from college really don't know anything. Actually, that's what lots of people are saying now, so I guess it's only going to get worse. All this AI technology doesn't come without a cost and impact to our environment. There's over 8,000 data processing centers filled with thousands of racks of computer processors and servers needed to sustain the operation of these AI systems. Now, before the introduction of AI, these facilities consumed about 2-3% of the electric used in their city. Just 3 years later, those same facilities are eating up nearly 20% of the electric and putting a massive burden on the electrical grid, especially because tons of air conditioning is needed to keep those rack rooms cool. In terms of electrical energy, a typical Google search takes very little power, but generating an AI picture takes as much power as a full smartphone battery. And bigger tasks can take the amount of energy necessary to power your house for a day. Making all that electricity puts much more pollutants in the air. And many power grid managers are concerned about the summer months in their city when everyone else turns on their air conditioning systems, because now there's a higher risk of blackouts. Data centers are now the largest industrial power consumers in the country, and that's expected to double in the next year. So the next time you're using an AI system, ask yourself, is this something I could do myself? Think about the effect you're having on the environment, because it's very significant.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPN.